Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is, by God's call, day 48, an everlasting love. Let these words land before anything else today. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. Jeremiah 31:3. An everlasting love, not a love that started when you got your act together, not a love that was switched on when you finally earned it. Everlasting, which means it has no starting point. Before your first breath, before your first failure, before everything you carry with shame or with pride, he already loved. This love did not arise in response to you. It simply is. And it will be standing long after everything that feels so permanent today has faded away. And here is when God said this. It was not in a moment of triumph. He declared this love to a people in ruins, exiled, far from home, living through the wreckage of broken choices, heartsick, and nearly out of hope. It is precisely there, in the darkest chapters of any story, that God's most tender promises arrive. If you are in a hard place right now, hear this. This word was written for you too. God does not retreat into silence when it gets dark. He speaks in the dark. Notice the verb he chooses. I have drawn you, not dragged. Not forced, not cornered, drawn. The Father does not win the heart through fear or obligation. He draws it with cords of kindness, with steadfast love, with a faithfulness that simply does not wear out. There is a gentleness at the center of God's heart that we sometimes forget when we are hurting, but it is there, unchanging, patient, steady, and this love has a track record. It has crossed generations. It has outlasted empires, walked through nights that seemed endless, reached into lives that seemed beyond recovery, and it has not failed once. Not once. The ground of your confidence today is not your emotional state. It is not what you managed to accomplish yesterday. It is this love that has proven, across the whole sweep of human history, that it does not break. You can rest your full weight on it, because here is what matters most. Seasons change. Your feelings swing, and so do mine. Some mornings you wake up sure, other mornings you wake up hollow. Some days, the presence of God feels close. Other days, the sky feels like silence. But everlasting love does not swing with your mood. It remains. And it is that love, not how you feel right now, that tells you who you are. You are loved, not because you earned it, because he is who he is, and he always has been. So, today, before breakfast, before your phone, before the day gets hold of you, do this one thing. Open Jeremiah 31:3 and read it out loud with your own name in the verse. I have loved you, say your name, with an everlasting love. Hear those words leave your mouth. Let that be the first true thing your day is built on. Start today as someone who has been loved from everlasting, because you have been. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.